is Alex Stone. This is ABC News.
And this is Northwest News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. We check your traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Jay Phillips has the latest in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
We see some slow traffic in the Tukwila area on southbound I-5. Traffic very slow from I-405 down to about South 216th due to construction lane closures. And three right lanes of southbound I-5 are scheduled to close tonight between I-90 and the West Seattle Bridge in Seattle until 5 a.m. Those lanes look like they're still open at this time. And in Bellevue on northbound I-405, two left lanes and the HOV lane are closed between I-90 and Northeast 6th until 5 a.m. for roadwork. Our next Northwest traffic at 10:14.
Will things cool off tomorrow? Shannon O'Donnell has the answer in the 1530mortgage.com weather center.
Well, hi there and a good Thursday night to everybody. It is real muggy out there. We've had that big shield, a high cloud cover rolling in, dropping some showers and stray thunderstorms over the Cascades, hoping for more rain than lightning, but always a dicey affair when you get the summer thunderstorms when we've had such dry landscape. We'll see increasing clouds overnight. That will help to cool things down. Nice marine push by dawn with early clouds and drizzle on Friday, followed by limited afternoon clearing. Highs backing off into the upper 70s around the Sound. So refreshing. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Partly cloudy skies, currently 79 in Seattle.
Stay connected, stay informed with the Northwest's only all-news station, Northwest News Radio.
Good evening. It is 10:06. I'm Kelly Blyer, and here's what's happening. A four-year-old has died in Snohomish County after being hit by a vehicle in a driveway. It happened around 2 this afternoon along Highway 9. In the Arlington area, deputies say the child was playing outside when it happened. We're told the child was pronounced dead at the scene. Senator Patty Murray and the Democrats are celebrating another legislative win. This time it's the CHIPS Act. Details from Jeff Pogula.
Despite President Biden's low poll numbers, he has been able to notch a few legislative victories recently. Earlier this week, Senator Murray helped him celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act, and now she's touting the CHIPS Act.
It is going to bring down costs on everything from appliances to cars to medical equipment, anything that requires a chip.
The bill aims to do that by providing federal loans and grants to expand computer chip production here in the U.S. But unlike the Inflation Reduction Act, this measure received significant bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. Jeff Pogula, Northwest News Radio.
A new group effort aims to blunt the recent rise in violent crime. The Snohomish County Regional Violent Crime Reduction Unit includes the sheriff's and prosecutor's offices, Everett and Linwood Police, and the FBI, with a focus on the South County area.
Crime doesn't stay within the borders of our cities or counties. So by bringing in people with some expertise and then the resources behind that, we really are focusing on the same crimes and violent crime that are, you know, affecting the community.
Linwood Police Commander Pat Fagan says it'll also help ease the pressure they all face with staffing shortages. The FBI's role is to help with intervention so young people roped into crime by adults can be steered a different way. Washington's assault on poverty and homelessness continues to make strides. John Lobertini reports on today's meeting.
The 8-point strategy looks like an overhaul of society, calling for an increase in economic opportunities and an undoing of structural racism. Lori Pfingst with DSHS on food and housing stability.
It is much harder to think long term. You are very focused on fulfilling the immediate needs of yourself and your children. We cannot expect people to get on pathways to self-determination until they have stability.
The Poverty Reduction Task Force is touching all the bases.
The diaper subsidy that has recently passed.
Members talked about everything from diaper subsidies to decriminalizing poverty. Babs Roberts is with the Department of Social and Health Services.
Reducing reliance on child welfare, juvenile justice, and the criminal justice system. Keeping families together, alternative sentencing for persons with minor children.
The program has been called a national model for reaching out to the homeless and poverty-stricken. The work continues. John Lobertini, Northwest News Radio.
This week we went from an endless summer to reports a third La Nina is headed our way this winter. A so-called triple-dip La Nina has only happened twice before since 1950. Dev McMillan is with the National Weather Service.
We could see, you know, weather conditions above average snowpack in the Cascades, just a more active weather pattern.
Colder temps are expected from December through February. Halloween has not come early this year, but Ryan Harris tells us it might feel like it around the Washington State Convention Center with Emerald City Comic-Con happening now.
COVID sidelined Emerald City Comic-Con in 2020 and led to a smaller 2021 version. So with the con nearly back to full strength, organizers decided to follow King County's recommendation and are requiring the use of well-fitting quality masks. Event organizer Chris DeLando says with the mask rule, the first question is always, what about cosplayers?
Cosplayers are absolutely welcome to wear helmets or, you know, any cosplay masks. We just need to make sure that they either have a mask on underneath the helmet or have a mask on over any kind of cosplay.
DeLando tells me the celebrity lineup is a pop culture cross section that includes the comics, anime, movies, and TV, including for the Trekkies, Doug Jones and Oded Fehr from Star Trek Discovery, and Cassandra Peterson.
What do the spirits have in store for you today?
Also known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, the ECCC runs through Sunday at four venues, the Convention and Conference Centers, and the Grand Hyatt and Sheraton Hotels. Ryan Harris, Northwest News Radio.
Good to see it back. Time to check with the Beacon Plumbing Sports Update. A busy Thursday night in Seattle. First Seahawks preseason action between the Seahawks and Chicago Bears. The Bears won 27-11. And NBA playoff action at Climate Pledge Arena between the Storm and Washington Mystics. The Storm pulled it out. Final score 86-83. Bill Swartz says we've learned why two Los Angeles universities are jumping out of the Pac-12.
How about $1 billion revenue per year split 16 ways? In a new blockbuster media rights deal with Fox, CBS, and NBC, the Big Ten Conference contract will be structured very similar to the National Football League. So the two L.A. schools, UCLA and USC, are set to join the Big Ten in 2024 and share in the largesse. Accused of sexual assault by more than two dozen women, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has agreed to an 11-game suspension and to pay a $5 million fine.
I have to grow as a person. I have to be able to communicate and talk with people. I have to continue to, each and every situation so I don't put myself back in the situation I was just in.
Watson agreed to the deal, fearing he could be held out the entire season. After sweeping the L.A. Angels, Seattle Mariners are idle tonight. They open a new ball series Friday evening in Oaktown. And the Seattle Sounders pack their soccer gear for a trip to Southern California. Friday night, they play the L.A. Galaxy in another pivotal match for their playoff fortunes. Sports with Swartz at 10:40 after the hour. Northwest News Radio.
If you see